Vermont policy to promote renewable energy is at a turning point. The legislature will soon debate whether the state should join other New England states and many around the country in adopting a set standard for the amount of renewable energy utilities here must use. As VPR's John Dillon reports, at stake is how and how much Vermonters will pay for clean energy.
There's a robust market for renewable power produced here in Vermont, and it's not just the megawatts generated by solar, wind, or hydro facilities. Vermont utilities sell renewable energy credits, called RECs, that are essentially the environmental attributes of the green power. These credits are bought by out-of-state companies to meet their state's goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Those sales amount to about $50 million a year and have helped reduce electric rates in Vermont by around 5%. But a case in Connecticut has cast doubt on the market for Vermont's renewable energy credits. Connecticut regulators have questioned whether credits from Vermont projects built under a law here that promotes renewable energy development should also be sold to utilities in Connecticut to count toward that state's green power goals. Connecticut has also passed a law banning double counting of renewable credits. Ken Nolan is manager of power resources for the Burlington Electric Department. He says the action in Connecticut has made the regional renewable market nervous.
Whenever you see a regulatory action taken, whether it's a new legislation passed or a docket opened by a regulatory agency, the market tends to react. And in this case, when Connecticut opened its docket, it was very difficult to transact for the first month or so.
Nolan says the market has since opened back up, but he thinks Vermont should make its renewable program conform to how other states track and mandate renewable energy development.
Folks in other states really are starting to devalue the Vermont RECs in the trading when they talk to you. They're asking more and more questions. And I think the longer this issue goes on, the more risk we have of that happening.
There's another concern for Vermont ratepayers. If Connecticut decides to reject Vermont RECs and other states like Massachusetts follow suit, customers here could pay the price. The $50 million in lost revenue from the sales of the credits could end up being passed through in a rate increase. Utilities and state officials say that's unlikely. They point out that Vermont RECs are still being sold. Still, there is some anxiety about the future of the market. Patty Richards is general manager of the Washington Electric Cooperative, which sells RECs from its landfill gas generator in Coventry. The money helps keep rates down.
It's certainly significant, and obviously the number changes based on what you assume for the price of RECs. But if for some reason tomorrow we were not allowed to sell our RECs, it would have a substantial double-digit rate impact to us.
Vermont's current law set up the SPEED program, short for Sustainably Priced Energy Enterprise Development. It's a voluntary program now that allows credits from renewable projects here to be sold out of state. The law also sets a target of 20% renewable energy in Vermont by 2017. Green Mountain Power says the law has worked well for Vermont, both by saving ratepayers money and by accelerating renewable development. But spokeswoman Kristen Carlson says Vermont should ultimately adopt the type of renewable portfolio standards used by other states.
In concept, absolutely, it makes sense to transition, and we just need to see a proposal.
That proposal should come out this week when the Shumlin administration releases its recommendations on whether Vermont should conform with other states in how renewable energy is counted and traded. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.